Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get a follow-up here because we were trying to figure out scenarios. What could go so wrong in your homes that you have to do something so drastic that you threaten the family and threaten the kids by calling Santa and saying, hey, Santa's in agreement with me here. There is going to be absolutely no Christmas, right? Which is what one Burt Show listener told us on Friday.
Yeah, our listener is a parent to two teenagers, and also they're married. They have a husband. And every single year, Christmas is like this massive mountain you have to get over. You've got to do the shopping. You've got to bake the cookies. You've got to do all the decorating. I mean, it's absolutely exhausting. And our listener says they're the one person in the family that does everything and makes the magic happen. And this would be great if the family really enjoyed it, but our listener says that their family seems really unappreciative of all this work that goes into it. They never offer to help. They just kind of expect these things to just happen. And so at this point, like, all the joy has just been sucked out of the holiday season for them. So now they're thinking, maybe I should just cancel it. But we had the idea of maybe having a family meeting and saying, let's everyone pitch in and try and make the magic happen this year.
The update reads, Kristen, your advice seemed great, and I did take it. But honestly, it didn't go as well as I had hoped.
And just for those that may have missed, my advice to her, before canceling Christmas, and she is completely validated in feeling unappreciated, I go ahead and put a to-do list for every person in your family and make them solely responsible for different aspects. So, like, you know, the kids have to decorate the tree, somebody handle something else, you know, your husband has to go do all of the present shopping, and make everybody contribute. That way it doesn't all fall on your shoulders. And if it doesn't get done, it's on them.
What I love about that also is because if you don't do that, then, you know, we know teens, we know kids, they could just claim that they forgot. Oh, so sorry, mom. But if it's all right there in black and white, there are no excuses before you have to do something that drastic.
Yeah. And you also pointed out, Bert, that this is one of those things that you're going to have to severely manage your expectations. Like, you have to be okay with none of this stuff getting done. Like, if you want to show them the amount of effort it actually takes. So you give them these responsibilities, and if it doesn't happen, well, it doesn't happen.
I told them exactly how stressed, overwhelmed, and unappreciated I feel around this time. I made a list of everything that needed to be done and tried to assign tasks to each family member. Their response was less than enthusiastic. They seemed to not understand why I was so upset and downplayed the amount of work involved. I heard a lot of, okay, fine, or no problem, that's easy, responses, which while technically agreement made me feel pretty irritated and invalidated, it felt like they were just agreeing to appease me rather than truly understanding. To his credit, my husband did get all the Christmas decorations down from the attic. However, that's as far as it went. Now, the decorations are just sitting in boxes around the house. The tree is up, but it's completely bare. So, not only is my house still undecorated for Christmas, but it's also cluttered with boxes. Who knows how long they will sit there?
All right, so this is more than just like canceling Christmas, because now this is like a test for mom. Because now she's telling everybody in the family, I am willing to do something so incredibly drastic just to get your attention. And if she caves on this one, then they will not believe that she is going to follow her word in the future either. This is kind of major now.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to stick to my guns. I informed them that my only contribution this year will be cooking Christmas dinner. The rest of the decorations, the tree, the outdoor lights, gifts, cookies, and anything else It's all on them. I feel a little bit like a Scrooge, but I'm trying to remind myself that this year is a lesson for them, and it's about fixing all the Christmases to come.
Mm-hmm. This is a little Scroogey, but I also understand where this feminine rage is coming from, because I was personally a victim as a kid. Like, you know when your mom just has that moment where they snap and they're like, nobody helps out around the house, everyone's room is a mess, and I have to feel like I have to do everything, carry all of this domestic labor. But I really think instead of just expecting everyone to do it like via a to-do list, like the way my mom would organize Christmas for us every year is that it felt like an event. Like, we were all going to decorate the Christmas tree together. We would turn on Christmas movies, we would make hot chocolate, we would make Christmas cookies, and it became like a fun memory rather than just kind of like, oh, we've got to do all this work to make Christmas magical. So I think we had a good start, but I definitely think we could have made this a more palatable chore instead of just kind of expecting everyone to cross things off the to-do list.
I'm not mad at it. Maybe that has a little bit to do with how I've detailed that I don't think Christmas is treated the way it should be or it used to be, but I see it as maybe she has to sacrifice one Christmas in order to make the other Christmases the way that she wants it to be. So maybe this is the way to fix it, to stick to your guns and to get them to realize that they have to change, and maybe the next Christmases will be a little better.
So I'm super curious, Mo, going down this road. What would it look like in your house? I mean, let's say you had a family, you have kids or whatever, because you just said it's not being celebrated the way it used to anymore. So what would you do differently?
I think for me, it would be more about my kids understanding that Christmas is about more than just gifts. Like, you don't get to just wake up and just get gifts and then that's what it's all about. Like, it should be more about coming together as a family, everybody doing their part, everybody kind of being grateful and appreciative of the things that they have and celebrating what Christmas is truly, truly supposed to be about, the spirit of it all, not just getting gifts.
I mean, for over 20 years, I think I remember coming into the station after Christmas and saying, oh, it's so superficial. I hate the way we handled Christmas this year. We're going to change it next year. And then doing the same thing next year and the same thing next year and the same thing next year over and over and over again. It never changed.
The Burt Show.